This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, Aria was given the chance to get into the new Lambda beta test. Lambda, that Google tech that we told you about a couple months ago.
Sentient AI?
Supposedly sentient.
Yeah.
Talk more about that.
Not buying it.
And you can bring up anything you want, of course. We've been talking about wokeism. Aria, you have a story that is supposedly in defense of wokeism. It's written by what seems like a hard leftist, somebody who thinks Florida is a place you go if you have a death wish. And it's certainly true from the aspect of that's where the old people go to die, but that's not what the person meant. They were referring to the COVID or the lack, the perceived lack of COVID restrictions in Florida, and they were, you know, whoever wrote this article, this college professor over at Al Jazeera, is afraid of that. So.
And isn't that amazing? Because I'm not aware of any statistics that showed that more people died in Florida of COVID-19 than they did anywhere else.
Because they didn't. Because those statistics don't exist.
Yeah, it's about the same as California, from what I recall.
Yeah, but when you consider how many old people are in Florida,
that
should skew the number, right?
You would think.
You would think. And by the way, they don't go there to die, Ian. They go there to pass away. Yeah, there are a lot of old people in Florida, for sure.
Yeah, the old joke of where I used to live was that Sarasota is where your grandparents go to die, and Venice was where their grandparents go to die. Because there's just so many old people there. Just so many. Anyway. Go ahead with the rest of this story. Where are we at with it?
As you mentioned, there's definitely some things that this guy should have done better or that an editor should have called attention to. Like, hey, dude, you're not defining wokeness in this article. You got this lengthy tirade
here. How can you write an article in defense of something without explaining what it is?
Like I said, I brought up earlier, someone defined to me what queer is. You Google that, and it's the same exact thing. You're going to have an urban, dictionary definition.
I mean, queer or genderqueer? Queer just means, like, you don't fall neatly into any category of gay or bisexual or lesbian.
So why not just have queer? Instead of the LGBTQ plus whatever, why not just have queer?
Because some people do fall neatly into one of those categories.
But why, and why are the queers pushing out the gays and lesbians?
I don't know that they are.
They're getting kicked off the wagon, as far as I can tell. I've heard some of them admit to it. Why do none of these TikTok teachers, the ones who are talking about how we have your kids and we're going to indoctrinate them, I'm just come right out and say it. None of them have identified as gay, lesbian, or any of that. They're all queer now. It's like 2022's new.
There's a lot of issues with sexuality and gender identity in general that I don't think are necessarily related to, you know, queer or not being queer. There's just a strong dislike among people, especially younger people, of identifying as straight. And because of this, I've seen a lot of, quote, trans people who are or genderqueer people in particular who are, they like cis girls, so just a normal girl calling herself genderqueer, going by him/they, and dating guys in the process, totally normal, big boobs, looks like a chick, acts like a chick, but they don't want to be called a female because then they would be straight.
That's what I was going to ask you, by the way, is just an attempt to get away from the dominant brand.
From what
the oppressors.
No, from what I can tell. They just don't want to be called straight. From what I can tell.
That's what I've been able to pick up from this new move, this new movement.
And I picked up from some gay people that from what I can tell, the reason they seem to be transitioning or becoming genderqueer is because they're also afraid of the label gay.
What is happening?
I don't know, man. It's not me. I don't get it. But this is what I'm observing.
And our generation is more likely to be one of these other alternatives than any previous generation.
Yeah, but the numbers are skewed by these people who are, like, I think of this one person I know, goes by Simon, just a normal-looking chick, completely normal.
Born a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Goes by he, him, or slash they, and jokingly it.
Do they put on makeup?
Yes.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous woman. But doesn't go by a woman and dates men. So, but for all intents and purposes, isn't into women or anything like that. She's not even bisexual. She's just into guys. But she refuses to be called straight because she's not straight. She's genderqueer.
Yeah, but like I said, straights are the oppressors.
And the guys
and everyone wants to distance themselves from that label.
And I imagine the guys are going along with it because she's a foxy girl, so yeah. It's like, whatever you say, Simon.
Care. Yeah, right? God. I wouldn't care. But, I mean, I'm bisexual anyway, so it doesn't make a difference to me.
But
some
going
of these
back
people do. And some of them, I've seen it in the other directions as well, where, like, as you mentioned, there may be some sort of subtle attack against the LGB people in this environment where they don't want to identify as lesbian or gay or bisexual either. Instead, they transition to female, or they just become genderqueer and then they're non-binary or whatever, because then they're not gay, because it's a man and a non-binary person, and that's not gay, that's just confusing.
But also, the gays and lesbians they've had their day. They've had their oppression days, and they've moved up out of that, and now they've become the man, the establishment, and again, no one wants to be connected to that, labeled that.
That's a fair point. No one. It was years ago that I pointed out that no one is getting any points for being edgy by going on Twitter and talking about how much they support LGBT people, right? Or LGB people in particular.
Yeah, you're next. You're going to get thrown off the wagon next.
Trans people are still relatively oppressed. I mean, we're the tug of war that America loves fighting.
She's already not welcome in the trans circles.
Right.
Oh, you're a double.
Well, I'm a trans traitor because I'm not a Marxist, right?
TT.
Yeah, essentially.
What was it, the term? You're not in, like, the community?
The collective.
The collective.
They said collective?
With a capital C.
Why
don't you just change it to Borg?
Well, I mean, that's what they want, right?
Mm. The trans Borgs.
But you make a really good point that queer people are still, you know, social. No one's really being intolerated. I don't think that's the right word, but no one's being intolerated in the United States today. But lesbians.
Except microaggressions. That they pick up on.
Yeah, but those are
well, the woke people aren't very tolerant to the people that they don't like.
Oh no! If you're not a part of their cult.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're being tolerant to an extent, right? To me,
not
tolerance
if they're
trying
to get you kicked off of Twitter or
having you doxxed.
There's nothing intolerant about any of that. To tolerate something just means you're allowing.
No, that is by definition intolerant.
No,
to spend your time trying to
requires force and violence.
No, it doesn't. To spend your time trying to excise somebody from a platform where you could just simply ignore them that's intolerance. You're not using violence against somebody.
Yeah, if you stop what you're doing and call that person's employer and say all the bad things that you've noticed about them, trying to get them fired,
or
removed from a project or whatnot, that's on a level of violent right there.
Tolerance requires allowing. You have to allow other people to be whoever it is that
they
want to
be. Yeah, but you don't have to allow them to have access to a social media platform. You just have to allow
but
them to
exist.
But
it's not their social media platform.
No, it's not. But they can exercise whatever influence they have to get that person removed.
But that's not tolerance.
I don't think it's intolerance either, though. I don't think it's tolerance or intolerance.
It's one or the other.
It is your duty to punch every Nazi that you come across.
Also intolerant.
Yep.
That's definitely
and
intolerant.
Because you can be intolerant and violent, or just intolerant and be obsessed with going against a certain thing. If you're obsessed with going against a certain thing, then you're not tolerant of it, right? Being tolerant of it would be to say, oh, you be you, you do you, I'm going to do me over here, and we're going to do our things over here, and you have your thing over there. That's fine.
Well,
that's tolerance. You be you.
I go a little bit further, but you're absolutely right that Americans have lost all grasp of what tolerance means and what to tolerate something means.
And the conservatives aren't tolerant either, by the way.
No.
I just want to make that clear as well.
You can hate something that you're tolerating, like, right? Like, I don't like
you
it
can.
when my cat scratch, you know, sharpen their claws on my mattress or whatever, when they grab a hold of it. I don't like it. I hate it. It makes, you know, my skin crawl, but I tolerate it because they're cats and they're going to do that to something, so it might as well be my mattress, right? But that doesn't mean I like it.
You can get them scratching posts.
They would get, yeah, I have one in every room.
I mean, yeah.
Just for that reason.
Yeah, cats are going to be cats. I mean, That's just what it means to have a cat.
They're going to be outdoor cats real quick if they were tearing up my mattress.
More coming up here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open here. You can comment on wokeisms or whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airways as well. Coming up, we'll get into the latest on Lambda. Now they're starting to let people into a beta test, and Aria got let in last week. She's got a report to give.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about wokeism or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we'll get back into artificial intelligence here in a bit. with you tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Then get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the site. And you can dig into those materials as deep as you like. You can watch just one video if you're short on time and you just want to get the basics of cryptocurrency, then just watch that first video. But if you want to dig in deeper, by all means, you can do that there with the resources they have at Bitcoin.com. You can also find out the latest news headlines over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy your first cryptos from Bitcoin.com. So many other cool features there for you at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. He's Jimmy in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy.
I wasn't sure if you guys have heard about the Safety Act.
No, what is
for
it?
For Illinois. It's supposed to be like a criminal justice reform act that, basically cuts down on a lot of police brutality and stuff and things like that. However, they've also been saying that it's kind of like The Purge. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, The Purge.
Is that where they're hunting Republicans down or something?
No, it's where they have like one day a year or something where anybody can break whatever laws they want, and then, you know, things get crazy. And I guess they've made several sequels to it or whatever. What's this have to do with The Purge, though?
Well, January 1st of 2023, supposedly, this thing's supposed to go into action, and it's supposedly you'll have a bunch of non-detainable crimes that you could commit, like aggravated burglary, DUI, fleeing, arson, drug-induced homicide, intimidation,
what?
Kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murdering, threatening a public official.
Come on, that can't be for real, man. You're saying you can't be detained for any of those?
That's what they're saying that this justice reform bill has in it. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't really know. It's like 700 pages. So on either side of the political spectrum, you know, the Republicans are like, yeah, we're gonna veto, or not veto, but if one Illinois governor becomes, if this one guy running for governor in Illinois, who's a Republican, becomes a governor, he says he's going to repeal it. But
okay, so just the
governors can't repeal acts in the first place.
The Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act.
Okay, so I'm looking here at a summary of what is in this act from CapitalNewsIllinois.com. It sounds to me like there's a lot of misinformation going on around about this.
Exactly.
It says here that it is, I'm not saying it's good or bad, I'm just looking at the one
claim. Well, it's a law. It's almost certainly bad.
It's probably bad, but I don't know.
700 pages, there's a lot of stuff gets sneaked in there.
Good chance of that. But just looking at the question of are they going to be not detaining people for things like murder, that doesn't make any sense. It says here, the Safety Act says if a person is committing a Class B or C misdemeanor, officers can only issue a citation rather than detaining an individual. I highly doubt some of the charges that you rattled off earlier, Jimmy, are going to be considered.
It looks like one of the biggest things that's taking place is they are removing cash bail, the cash bail option.
Yeah.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that they'll be obligated to bail people? Is that what the idea is?
I don't think they can charge any type of monetary amount to be released. Unless the judge decides you're a risk, a violent risk.
So an example of Class C misdemeanors is stuff like disorderly conduct, trespassing, gambling, very minor things like that. Of course, they do also mention theft, but theft and its level as a crime is determined by the amount stolen.
Sure, so there's grand theft, which is probably more of a felony charge than
a Class C misdemeanor theft is probably like $20 or
something.
Yeah,
somebody's stealing
like that.
Something from a Walmart and, you know, whatever. That's not okay, but the idea would be if cops show up on that scene, they issue a citation, they take back the property, they take the property back to the owner, and then they say, go away, you know, you're no trespass from here on out, show up on court on this day. It doesn't seem like it's necessary to take them back to the station and book them and all that. I get that.
I agree entirely. And Class B misdemeanors, which I think is a more serious offense than a Class C. I don't know.
Yes,
it could
probably.
Go the opposite way. Indecent exposure, okay. Mischief, driving under the influence. All of those are Class B misdemeanors. So, I mean, they're not including things like murder. Yeah. They may technically be including things like theft and stuff like that, you know, a robbery. But that's...
Robbery is going to be usually an armed sort of thing. That's probably going to be a felony.
Yeah, it's misinformation to say that, you know, they're allowing people to steal for one day out of each year or just allowing people to steal without punishing it at all when they're talking about, you know, someone stealing $20.
Exactly. I think it's meant to stir up a lot of fear about the act from the Republican Party because, you know, that's more money in the government's pocket if they have cash bail, you know, still in place and everything.
Well, yeah, of course the Republicans want to, you know, make this into a political issue because they're all about being tough on crime, even though there's no evidence that that has done anything to reduce crime over time. That said, I do understand some of the concerns, right? So some people say that the San Francisco crazy thefts that are going on, where there's people just waltzing into a CVS or a Walgreens, shoving stuff in a zip, you know, a trash bag, and then throwing it over their shoulder and walking out with no consequences whatsoever. Some people are saying that part of the reason why those things are happening is because there has been similar reform that has basically made it so that the local prosecutors will not prosecute on theft that's under the level of grand theft. Now, this isn't saying they won't prosecute. This is just saying they won't be arrested, which is a different kind of a situation. But I do understand some of the concerns, especially if we have a world in which people are not told that they have to restitute their victims. If the only thing that happens to somebody who commits theft is they have to pay a fee to the state,
yep,
or they have to sit it off in jail or something like that, if they're not actually making the victim whole, because it's one thing if they get the thing back that was stolen, but it might be damaged, it might be dirty, you know, it might not be sellable again, but even if it is in pristine condition when it's taken back from the thief, it still wasn't in the possession of the owner. They didn't have the opportunity to do what they wanted with it. They had the hassle of having to deal with this legal situation, so they should be compensated beyond the value of the item. They should be compensated for the value of the item, and then plus whatever the heartache and the hassle and the difficulty of having to deal with being another party to this case. And if you actually had people having to pay restitution for their crimes more often, I think you would see a more just society.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Jimmy, thanks for calling in to share this with us here tonight. And again, it's like you said, it's a 700-page bill. So it's hard to know what the good parts are of this and what the bad parts
are. Looks like cameras for all cops.
And
is it there?
Some people say that's got its ups and its downs. I mean, the upside is there is a record of their interactions. You can supposedly subpoena, and that's definitely a big upside. Other people say, what if they start using cameras to plug into a computer system and identify people that they're looking for, you know, nonviolent warrants or whatever, and they start using it as a sort of panopticon crazy Orwellian
minority
situation.
Minority Report.
Yes. Anyway, more coming up. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is posting its worst day since 2020 after a hotter-than-expected inflation report. The Dow losing nearly 1,300 points, along with the NASDAQ and S&P suffering bigger percentage drops. This on the same day President Biden hosts a party at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
This is an example, again, of just the complete split screen you see in this country between the White House, celebrating and the American people dealing with the reality.
North Dakota Republican Senator John Thune. Former Solicitor General Ken Starr is dead. Starr rose to fame as the independent counsel in the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton. The EPA is investigating the water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to get into the story here in a little bit about Lambda, Google artificial intelligence that is now open for beta testing. But is it really? We're going to find out what happened when Aria was allowed in, coming up here in a little bit. Also, Aria, you brought in your silver that you got tonight because you took advantage of the employee pricing on the silver starter kit over at bullionmax.com/FTL. BullionMax is a great precious metals dealer, and you don't have to talk to a salesperson. You just go to their website, bullionmax.com/FTL. And you order whatever you want. But if you go to /FTL, then you'll get right to their silver starter kit. And you get employee pricing on 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. Aria is going to show them off if you're watching our webcam feed. She's got the...
And they are silver, so they're shiny. And they're not going to translate very well for the webcams, unfortunately.
So you got the first one you showed was the buffalo head piece. It's not it wasn't a round. It was like a bar, I guess you would call that 1 ounce bar. You now have, is that the Australian one or the?
That is the English one.
You got the one with the old bitch that just died on it from.
Here's the Australian
England.
One,
and then another one with the same one, same woman on it, but at least on the other side, you got a nice kangaroo.
Is that
which
what
is cool? Yeah.
Oh, that is it. Okay.
Didn't notice that.
I didn't either.
A roo.
Yep. And And you got another Buffalo Head round in this particular case. Those are always been one of my favorites. I know the federal government got their hands on a few of those when they raided the house last year.
Are these made by the government?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it's just private mint.
Okay, very cool. I prefer that, obviously. And they do have the word liberty stamped on them, you know, like you would expect American currency to. And I like that the good currency, the silver and the gold and all of that, they're stamped with Native American portraits.
Yeah.
Whereas the USD and its crappy currency is stamped with, like, Abraham Lincoln and other genocidal maniacs.
Now, the one you're showing now is the, what do they call that one?
I think it's the American Eagle.
Yes, yeah, so I believe it's called a Silver Liberty, if I recall correctly. But
that
it's got
sense.
An eagle on one side and Lady Liberty on the other. That one, I think, does come from the U.S. government. It's a very expensive piece. It's way more expensive per ounce than, say, the Buffalo piece. They've got some sort of extra value to people for whatever reason. I don't know what that is. But anyway, you can get one of these sets for yourself. Are you happy with it?
I'm absolutely happy with it. Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, that this is not just 5 ounces of silver here, so it's a bit pricier.
It's a variety
of
silver. If you want the lowest price stuff, you should probably just order a bunch of Buffalo Heads, because those are typically, like, pretty affordable.
Or just get, you know, regular silver bars. That's probably going to be the cheapest route. Like, once it's been stamped and, you know, numbered and dated and stuff like that, it's going to be more valuable than just the silver.
Head over to bullionmax.com/FTL. You get the
employee
pricing. Yeah, you get the silver starter kit there, and order whatever you want. They got gold backs, they got silver, etc.
When you're going to the store, this is, you know, after the fallout, and you're using gold and silver and gold backs and stuff to make purchases. But mm-hmm. these are obviously more than you say your bar of silver. How do you mark that? How do you have a conversation with your produce guy who's selling you some beans? How do you mark these coins up? How would you go about that?
Well, I imagine, you know, post-apocalypse, we're assuming that in the first place, right? It's not going to matter what's stamped on it. The extra value of these, I think
that'll be wiped away.
Yeah, that's going to be wiped out. This is going to be worth an ounce of silver, and that's it.
That's what I would think. Yeah. I sure as hell wouldn't give a damn about any printing on a
no.
On a piece
oh, look, you got the emblems of a defunct, deceased currency on it. This is definitely made by the U.S. government, this Liberty Dollar. Well, it's not a Liberty Dollar, but it's got the word Liberty on it. It's got In God We Trust stamped on it, and that's the hallmark of the U.S. government all the way through.
Yeah, remember they went after the Liberty Dollar guy back in 2007. This was pre-crypto.
Probably took his presses and
they
co-opted it for themselves.
They took all his stuff. They took the Ron Paul pieces that he had minted for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, and they took an S-ton of inventory. They stole all kinds of stuff right out of the vault that he had. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what they're doing now to crypto.
Yep.
They were doing it then to what was then the most popular alternative currency at least in the United States.
And competition.
And he ended up, I think, taking a guilty plea.
The allegation then
was, luckily, he didn't go to prison.
The allegation then was that he shouldn't have used the word dollar. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, they were saying that, oh, well, it's counterfeiting because you used In God We Trust and...
Holy crap.
And the word dollar and that kind of thing. Yeah. That was an outrageous case. No, wait, he went to jury trial.
Did he?
I think he lost at a jury trial, if I recall correctly. So absolutely, it was an outrageous case. But, you know, he's still around, thank goodness, and I think his son has kind of picked up the ball, and he's been doing stuff with cryptocurrency, and they came out with, like, a Liberty Dollar token on the Ethereum blockchain. So the Liberty Dollar has kind of lived on to some extent.
That's good.
But, man, it took a big hit because the government attacked them back in 2007. All right, is there more that we need to say about wokeism?
Not really. I mean, the article, we haven't even gotten halfway through the article yet, right. But it's...
He still hasn't defined what wokeism is.
The most important thing for this article was to give us a platform to, you know, express our views on the subject and dissect it a bit and, you know...
Yeah, we did that.
Kick it around from a libertarian perspective, but he doesn't really have anything relevant to add to the conversation. He doesn't even define what these terms mean.
Well,
so.
But from the definition that Ian read earlier... What do you think? Because I don't know how you come.
Well, that was one of many definitions, and we scrolled down a bit to find that one particular
definition. It was the
better definition.
One. I mean, yeah. I could have given you the other ones, but you know, they were more like what you would expect to find on Urban Dictionary, kind of like a.
Yeah. It was a longer dictionary.
And definition.
I don't know. You know, there's problems with people on the left. There are certainly plenty of Marxists out there, plenty of people who want equity. There's plenty of people who go the opposite direction, who want, like, who want outright control of the world by LGBTQ people or by black people or whatever. You have black supremacists. You have LGBTQ supremacists. I'm not going to say you don't. But the existence of these people doesn't make the underlying subject, which is, you know, black equality and LGBTQ equality, any less important. And I don't think we're doing any of these actual disenfranchised minorities any favors by allowing these absurd voices to drown out the voices of the reasonable. And I think that's what's happening here when we talk about the wokeness. Sure, you have plenty of people who are like, I won't be happy until every Disney character, every Disney princess is replaced with a little black girl or whatever. And you have equally irrational, angry people on the right who are saying,
don't want ever any change about anything.
How dare you replace even one of our characters with a black one? And I think it's doing a disservice to the argument to let ourselves be polarized to that extent, instead of just saying, hey guys, it doesn't matter, can we focus on the story?
It's a Disney musical, so can we get the best voice?
Yeah.
And it sounded like the girl could sing.
It sounded good.
Of course, with computers these days, you can make anyone sound good.
Auto-tune, though, is still pretty transparent, you know? You can tell when they're using it.
Some of them are really good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Unless they're
intentionally going, I've noticed a lot of artists these days that are intentionally going for the auto-tone sound.
I don't like it.
That black crunk dude with the goblets. What was his name?
A couple of those guys. I don't know.
And there's a new one, Malone or something. Post Malone intentionally makes himself sound like a robot. And I understand
some songs, maybe, or is this, like, consistent? I don't know. I don't listen to these.
I don't like the only two that I've heard on the radio.
Maybe they're paving the way for the robotic future, Conan.
Transhumanism. I listen to actual musicians who actually play instruments and who actually sing.
And probably wrote their own music, too.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's like, if you can't sing, why are you getting contracts? I mean, you can... As far as pop music is concerned, I was complaining about this to Bonnie the other day. She loves pop music, and some of it's fine. I enjoy it. And then there was this one song she played. I don't remember who it was. It was just auto-tuned to hell. I'm like, there's plenty of pop stars who are pretty and can sing. You don't need to put this auto-tune person in. Like, why are we auto-tuning this
person? That's what I'm saying. It's actually become a sound that is a stereotype that the kids have tuned into. They've heard so much of it. It's just like the new TikTok videos. The cut. You know how it's
fast,
all chopped, talking really, really, really fast. They're gonna grow up watching these videos, and that's what they're going to expect.
They're not gonna know what singing is.
I don't even know if I can watch movies 20 years from now. It's just gonna be that old cranky dude yelling at the sky. What the hell have you kids done to my movies?
The only auto-tune I like is the South Park one, the Gay Fish song, where they rip on Kanye West. That's actually
because he uses auto-tune.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Phones are open. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. The news about inflation has come out yet again, and the number is up. Yet again. Now, it is not up to a record high for this year. I think that was 9-something percent. That was a couple months ago. And then it went down to like 8-something. And it's still in the 8 range. It increased 0.1% for the month and 8.3% over the past year, according to CNBC.com's report here. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, CPI rose 0.6% from July and 6.3% from the same month in 2021. So despite the downtrend in gasoline prices, people are still seeing the prices of everything else going up.
So if they exclude the things that people literally need to survive, it's not as bad, is what they're saying here. If you exclude the price of energy, which my electric bill went up almost 66% from one month to the next recently, and food, I've got an article here that food is the priciest it's been since 1979.
So that might be worth talking about.
So if you include, if you exclude those realities, sure, inflation's only, whatever they said, 0.6% up or whatever. But those are really big exclusions. Yep. People have to eat.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in hearing more about that 1979 story because, you know, you would think that between 1970, I'm talking about 40-plus years ago now, you would think that food processing has gotten more efficient, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how could it be that...
And we eat a lot of cheap materials, too. I mean, they're really scrubbing the bottom of the bucket when it comes to feeding us every little bit and piece from the pig.
So the fact that if what they're saying is true here, that food is now the same price as it was in 1979, that is like, I want you to get me a little bit more on this, Ari, because it's like, that's bewildering to me.
I have the article here.
And that's what they're saying, that the it's from CNS News, which is the conservative news source that we use. They seem to be relatively new.
They've been around for a little while.
But they're getting more popular, I guess, because this is the second time I've seen them in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, they're saying that inflation and price of food is the highest it has been since 1979.
Okay, inflation in the price of food, not the actual price of food, meaning that the inflation was at a similar rate in food prices in 1979. Because you could go to a restaurant. I remember seeing, somebody was posting ads on our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com a few weeks ago of old images from like the early 1980s where you could go in and get a full-on, you know, 3 egg, 2 bacon, 2 sausage, 2 pancake breakfast for $1.83. You know, in 1982 or whatever it was.
So, oh, yeah. Very sorry if I wasn't clear. I mean, there's no way that the price of food
wasn't the same.
Yeah. There's no way.
15 years ago, I could go into a China buffet and get an all-you-can-eat for like $6.99, $5.99, $6.99, and I would kill that place.
But that's why they stopped doing it.
They're going out of business.
Right. Yeah, we tried to go to there was a buffet in Concord that we used to like to go to, and I was like telling Bonnie, oh, I'll take you to the buffet. We went there, and the place is closed down. And this was like a year ago.
Well, didn't COVID-19 kill buffets?
A lot of buffets went out of business, COVID-19.
And it wasn't because of any cost or anything like that. It's because that's a business model that you can't really do in the
when everybody's paranoid about.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know any, because the price had gone up. Here I am talking $6.99. I think that when we lost our China buffet here in Keene, seven years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it was at least, it was over $10.
Oh, sure. Well, of course, it was the only buffet in town.
I'm not shopping with them.
Yeah.
That's not bad, though, for a meal. For a sit-down, all-you-can-eat meal, $10, dude? That's not bad at all.
That's horrible. This is why I don't go out.
That's like a burger from Local Burger, man. That price is really
exactly
good.
This is why I don't shop at any of our restaurants in here.
It would have been cheaper if they had competition, but they had no competition. There was no. I mean, Keene is such a small town. I mean, it's not the smallest of towns, but it's, you know, one Chinese buffet was all it needed because we have other Chinese restaurants, and they didn't. In fact, they didn't go out of business. They retired. The people that owned that place, they was like, all right, well, we're old, and we don't want to sell the business, so we're just going to close it down. That's it.
I mean, that's probably better. That saves their reputation, and, you know, that way people remember it as being a great restaurant instead of letting their kids have it.
No one remembers
really
it as being a great restaurant.
Well, never mind.
The price of food has gone up.
Yeah, it has.
And I know these things because I keep track. And I will go to a different store if I know they have a better deal on a certain item.
You're even more frugal than I am.
So I've definitely noticed, especially on things like milk and eggs and whatnot. And meat.
What is milk at these days? Because I remember when I first got to New Hampshire, I was stunned that the price of a gallon of milk was like $1.50.
Was that expensive to you or cheap?
Cheap. I mean, in Mississippi,
yeah, it was cheap.
In Mississippi, it's like $4 per gallon.
But now we're close to
and that was
all
when
these,
I lived
which
there.
Is the cheapest milk in town is like $2.50 something right now
for a gallon.
And Walmart will usually match that cost. Everywhere else, you're not getting any gallon of milk for under $3.
Doesn't Walmart always do a price match thing?
Just for Aldi's and. Maybe on eggs and on milk, but usually they'll just charge whatever they
want
to charge.
The thing with milk, though, aren't there national subsidies? Milk prices aren't, like, market-based, are they?
I don't know. I've heard that there are
subsidies.
It's been a long time since I've been in the dairy.
In the milk industry.
I know that they have taxes on, like, yogurt and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of benefits they get, like if it's, like, soy and corn that are being subsidized. I don't know.
All right, so what this story is saying is that it's the increase in the food prices, the percentages, the inflation in food that is matching 1979, not that we're at 1979 price levels, because that would make no sense. Okay, now it makes sense what you're saying.
But that is what is arguing the Consumer Price Index report released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that prices on all items in the United States increased by 8.3% from August of last year to August of this year. So mm-hmm. that's the inflation level at 8.3%.
That's the official government
year
number,
year.
which we all know
is crap. Yeah.
But again, they excluded the price of energy, which means electricity and I think gasoline, and they specifically included the price of food. Gasoline has risen 25.6%, the price of electricity by 15.8%, and the price of food by 11.4%.
The report indicated that the 11.4% year-to-year increase in the price of food was the highest in 43 years.
Wow.
So that's what their headline here is a bit extravagant, considering what the number actually is. It's like, hey, look, guys, there's inflation everywhere, but this is the highest the food price increases have been since 1979.
But it's all right, Arya, because we're saving the planet with all our new green initiatives, and we're going to war with that mean man Putin, and we're saving Ukraine, so it's all good. We're taking one for the team, right?
Well, from what I've seen in media recently, the war with between Putin and Ukraine is all but over, right?
Oh,
the
I
Russians
don't think so.
Are fleeing.
He's asking for more money. Vladimir.
Of course
he's asking for money every single
week.
Never
enough.
Another billion. We're taking all your arms and we're shipping them down to Africa like you told us to. Now we need some more money. Another billion, please.
All right.
Which Vladimir?
Zelensky.
Okay. So not Vladimir.
He used to be Vladimir, and then they realized that it sounded too much like Putin, so they started to emphasize the Vladimir.
Mm-hmm. I thought they both were just Vladimir.
It used to be,
Putin
is
Vladimir. Okay.
So there is an O in Zelensky's name.
And Zelensky is Volodymyr, I think, or something like that.
So this is a Ukrainian version of it?
Maybe.
That's what it seems like to me.
I think it's a pretty popular name, Vlad. Vlad Impaler, right?
By the way, the shadowstats.com data, where they do the CPI calculation by the old method.
By the old method, the old, yes.
They've got their numbers still well above 15%. Looks like maybe 16, 17% inflation if you do it the old style. So,
and the old style is the reliable, more truthful one. And even
it's still a government calculation, so it probably wasn't even truthful back then, but it's more truthful than the current system. We'll just say that.
Yeah, I mean, in the 80s, they were like, hey, inflation is too bad. We have to redo the math to make it look like it's not as bad as it really is. And
exactly.
So they did that, and now, despite that, the numbers now are just as bad as they were in 1980. And if you run the numbers by the calculations they used back in the 1980s, significantly worse.
Yeah.
And people are going on like everything is fine,
it's not.
Like this economy, everything is great. Biden's going to help recover the economy, make America great again, or whatever stupid slogan they have.
Well, didn't the stocks drop down like the worst day of the year today, according to Drudge Report?
I don't know. I know I saw that they were down, and I was like, yeah, that seems about right. So I mean, the economy in general is just not. Not good, and it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Apparently, breaking news, Mike Lindell from the MyPillow company is saying that the FBI stopped him today and seized his cell phone while heading home from a hunting trip. He was at a Hardee's in Minnesota when cars pulled up in front of us, to the side of us, and behind us. And then they took his phone.
The deep state.
Yeah.
They have weaponized against all of these Trump supporters.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.